have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. We're not in fear. And I believe there's a lot more to this coronavirus than we even actually are aware of. And I believe not all of it is in the open. I believe a lot of it's under the ground. And, you know, and there's a lot of stuff going on. So you've got to just pray. We've been praying as a church now for the last 6 weeks. We start conference calls twice a day, every morning at 8 o'clock and every evening at 8 o'clock. We started on conference phone calls, and then we switched over to Zoom. And now we've been on that for about 4 weeks at least. We can see each other. We're in the same room. We talk to each other. We see each other. And it's wonderful. And we've been praying for the seven mountains of education, government, family, etc. And we're praying and taking authority over those mountains because, listen, we've got to be aware of what's happening right now. Don't just see what's taking place right now as, oh, hum, another old day in paradise. It's not just another old day. God is up to something. Now, He did not bring the coronavirus, but He is up to something. There's a movement that's about to take place. And I'm telling you now, you better start listening to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to be a part of that movement that's going to happen, because nothing's going to be the same. I'm telling you, nothing's going to be the same. And so we have to get into the spiritual realm right now and hear what is the Lord saying to the church, the body of Christ. Right now, what I'm hearing Him say is stand up. That's what He's saying to the body. He's saying, stand up now, unite, take your place, and let's start moving forward. And I believe this is a time where that we've been calling it for years, Proverbs 13:22, can be your time, or whoever's available to go and cause it to happen for themselves. The wealth of the sinner is stored up for the just. That is very possibly happening right now for people that are aware that there are opportunities. There's opportunities to make income and finances so we can promote the kingdom. We can build schools. We can build churches. We can help orphans, because the money in the children of God's hands is going to have a good taste and flavor. But the money in the wrong people, the wicked, has been saved for you and me to get a hold of it. Make sure you're positioned to get it. I believe there's something that's happening. There's some prophetic words and declarations going out there. And if you listen to the prophetic declarations today, you'll hear all of the prophets are saying very much the same thing. Amen. So I'm extremely excited about where we're at in time. It's not just another day. And let me tell you something. Your liberties, your freedoms are being picked at, chopped at, bitten into. And what you give up through fear, you won't get back. Never forget that. So we've got to stand. We've got to be on point. The watchmen are on the wall. The gatekeepers are at the gates. And we are the ones that are going to say, you can come in or no, you can't. This can go on in the city, or no, it can't. That can go out of the city, or no, it can't. We are the ones calling the shots. Amen. And so we got to understand that we're in a very, very special place in history. Amen. And not to mention, it happens to be a season or the year where we do the voting. Yeah. Come on. This is huge. This is very big. Amen. Very, very big. And you better make sure you listen to the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, you better listen to the Spirit of God. I won't say another word about that, but listen to the Spirit, what He's saying. Amen. And so I'm very excited. We're at a turning point in history, in life, in everything. You know that the president of this country, just gave an ultimatum to Iran. Amen. Because they were playing games in front of the American sea, their ships, their battleships, yeah. And they're taking chances and shooting across the bow, you know, with their boats and all of that. And President Trump stood up and he said, "You better watch out. If you take a shot at us, you're gonna be in big trouble. You will regret it." And I like that, because we need a leader who's not gonna say, "Yes, $50 billion, please don't hurt us." We need a man in the office, and we need that man to stand straight. I don't care who he is. Black, white, pink, purple, I don't care what party he's from. He needs to stand and say, "We're not taking your trash." Amen. We're not going to allow terrorism to run this world any longer. We're at a changing point, and we need to pray for our leadership.
Amen.
And pray fervently for our leadership.
Amen.
All leaders. All leaders, both sides, pray for them that they hear from God and do the right thing. Because we're at that place right now where things are changing.
Yes, that's right.
You know, people have been saying, "Well, Jesus is coming back soon," from 50 years ago. You know? And from 100 years ago, when they said it, "He's coming back soon," he couldn't come back because Israel had not come back to the land yet. Now they came back to the land in 1948. So from then, they started saying it. But 6 years later, they went and got Jerusalem. That had to be in place and in the hands of the Israelites before Jesus could come back. Now, there is nothing holding him back. And I believe, I really mean this with all of my heart, we have a sliver in time. We have a window in time to do something. I'm telling you, we better be alert. Now, the church, this is our time. We're called.
Amen.
This is what we're called for. Here's where we're at right now. We meant to be here for this time.
Yes.
And the church is going to determine. So I'm excited.
Amen.
You know, a lot of people are fearful and say, "How can you be excited? Coronavirus and people dying and that." I'm not excited about that.
No.
That's going to get worse. Because when the end time actually hits you and tribulation comes and the children of God have been taken out and raptured, there's going to be such chaos you can't imagine. And so I'm not happy about any of the deaths ever. Ever. But you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm not happy about people dying from coronavirus. But I'm less happy about people dying from abortion. So you can't come all of a sudden and say, "Oh, we want to save lives, but we're all for abortion." Oh, no. You better get a mindset change here. God is watching the children.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, enough of that. I made a title here today. It's entitled, "Because of Where We're At with People Getting Sick." And then, you know, it's crazy. And the devil will do this. You touch something. You just bought something at Walmart. And you get home and you almost feel something on your hands. That's the devil's plan, you see. He wants you to start thinking the wrong things. And you go and you scrub your hands. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Now, wash your hands, okay. But don't do it out of that thing of fear. Amen? He's got people so scared, so nervous, that they will not even walk outside without a mask and a helmet and you know, whatever it is. Don't get fearful of the devil. Be faithful to God and trust Him. If you're a child of God, you should not be operating out of fear. Out of wisdom, yes, not fear.
Amen.
Not fear. So He comes to everybody, to me, to everybody.
It's true.
Amen. And when you've done so, He comes straight away, "But you better wash your hands. You better wash your hands." Come on, you know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Everybody's doing it. And you think this is going to lift? The one guy, one of the politicians said, the new norm is not going to be shaking hands anymore. This is what he said. He said, people will not shake hands anymore after this is all gone. Do you know, in 2009, when we had President Barack Obama in office, 2009, there was a major, major disease that came.
Yeah.
And we didn't hear about it. And people were dying more than the corona. But you see, the media, they've got their moment. They can explode this thing and they make it a big thing. And they can get numbers going higher and higher. And people getting into fear, watching the news, watching and listening. And listening, let me tell you something. Not everything that's said is true or factual. Just because you read it in the newspaper doesn't mean it's true or factual. Just because the man said it out of his mouth on the TV isn't factual or definitely doesn't have to be truthful. Well, you do know that the devil is the father of lies.
That's right. Yes, he is.
He's the father of all lies. That means he's the founder. He's the founding father of lies. And remember, Jesus said to the people that wouldn't receive him, he said, you are of your father, the devil.
Amen.
There are a lot of people being lied to. And because they're being lied to, they're bringing the lie forth because they believe the lie. Because when you're not in the truth or don't know the truth, you'll believe the lie and you'll push it. Oh, dear. And a deceived person is the hardest person to convince that they're deceived. Because a deceived person believes they're right and everyone else is wrong. And what you know what really shocks me, guys? You want to know what really amazes me? Is that the Christians, how deceived they are.
Amen.
How deceived children of God, confessing to be children of God, how they are so deceived into believing the trash. But the Bible did say, if it were possible, even the elect will be deceived.
Amen.
In the end. Isn't that true?
That is.
So we're at a precarious place. I believe this. I think this is the most exciting times I've ever lived.
I know.
It's exciting, but it's a bit fearful. Well, depending on which side of the fence you're sitting. If you're sitting on this side that Christ is your Savior, and I'm dwelling in the shadow of the Most High God, etc. Well, then, you know what? It's not that fearful. Because he's made me promises that they'll die, fall 1,000 there and 10,000 there, but won't come near me. He did say this. He said in Psalm 34, verse 17, he said, the righteous cry out, the Lord hears and delivers him out of all of his troubles, which means we will see some troubles. He says in verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, that's a born again, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So even though I'm walking in the midst of coronavirus and all of the craziness going on, and how are we going to get the finances, where's it going to come from?
Amen.
I am putting, and my faith and my trust is in him. It's in him.
Amen.
Can God not keep me from a coronavirus? Can God not keep me with finances in my life? If he can't do that, how on earth can he save my life?
Amen.
If he can save my life, surely he can protect my life. Oh, come on. I've entitled this, Be Healed and Stay Healed Once and For All. Be Healed and Stay Healed Once and for all. Now, you know, because people are getting sick and because they're getting scared and nervous about someone sneezed next to them or someone coughed in the area or they've been to the store and they get into a panic situation, you know, what's the funniest thing, but I won't tell you. But anyway, there are people feeling so depressed because of a sense of guilt. People have a sense of guilt and they pay for their sins in the terms of illness. And you might think, what are you talking about? There are people that are believing the lies from the devil and saying that you don't deserve because of what you did. And they've got such a guilt and condemnation in their lives, they feel that they're paying for their sins in the terms of illnesses. I know people do that. You know people that operate like that. You might be one of them. But today you can get free. In fact, listen to this. Doctors are discovering that many psychosomatic sicknesses are caused by guilt and condemnation because the conscience is saying you have done wrong. The conscience, and that's coming from someplace deep within, is saying you've done something wrong. And that this might be a theology, this might be a doctrine, this might be your belief system, and that is holding people back from getting their healing and staying healed.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider.